On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, I'm French Concession. I'm talking about my debut album, The Garden of Synthetic Sentiments.
The Garden of Synthetic Sentiments is your debut album. You've released a few EPs in the past. I just want to know, can you tell me a bit about your debut album?
So The Garden of Synthetic Sentiment is about retrieving or revisiting old memories from the past. Sort of thinking if it's part of what I imagine or it was like if it's actually real. So they are, like, in basic, they are memories of the past from my youth in Hong Kong.
That seems quite nostalgic. The first track that we're talking about today is End of Time, which was one of the first singles from this album. What is this track about?
So End of Time is about finding a person to accompany you and that you're happy to be with until the end of time and even into an afterlife. So this person, this someone, lets you be who you are as a person, and it's like a mirror that also reflects your deeds for you in your life to self-check. So, and when I say afterlife, it's more like a sort of sci-fi virtual world where I imagine that by the time we can upload our consciousness into the afterlife, we die. So it's just like a romantic idea. First, I just want to say the theme of the like the album is because like of me revisiting the old memories. So Tower Lisa contains my own memories of living in an apartment in a district in Hong Kong called Mong Kok. And Tower Lisa is actually a real building. Its real name is Lisa House, which actually you can still find on Google Map if you search within Mong Kok, Hong Kong. So this place is like in the center of action. And so from my window, I can always see like shops, traffic, people, and next to it, there's a football court and a train station. So everything's like happening all the time. And the lights in this area is so bright that like at nighttime, you feel it's like a daytime. So as a teenager, I spent a lot of time watching the scene through this window from the 11th floor. And there were a lot of daydreaming and also sleepless nights, and where I thought a lot about the world. So this is like a very vivid memory that I have, which I captured in Tower Lisa. He's walking in circles with all his people. Far Away talks about chasing someone or something that is forever above your reach. It actually can be anything, but I use relationship as the metaphor to convey this feeling. That being said, Far Away was actually originally written about the confusing and overwhelming emotions that, as a teenager, what I felt, or in general, how teenagers feel. I don't recall why I decided to abandon the original version because it's more directly addressed to that and I guess more close to my original theme. But yeah, essentially I think lyric-wise it works better with the relationship metaphor. And I might be releasing the original in the future because actually I recently opened it accidentally and I thought it was really good. Again, it's about seeing someone, a person in your dreams again and again in your life. So when I was a teenager, I was a really good friend with this person where we talked and shared about everything. So our conversations were often on like very deep subjects, such as like religion or morality or like future signs. And like we were really trapped in our own mind for a very long period of time. We would talk on the phone from like every day, from day to the morning. But since we went to high school, we just all suddenly lost connection. And many years later, when I moved away, I started seeing this person in my dream, and it still continues to today. So this is a song about that. 2x4 is actually describing a room that is 2m by 4m size. It's a room that I live in my younger years in Hong Kong. And actually, it's actually smaller than 2x4. I would say it's 2x3 more accurate, but it sounds better with my song and lyrics, so I use that 2x4 instead. Like I said, I spent a lot of time in this room, and being different from the earlier apartment I described in Tower Lisa, this room doesn't have any views at all, and the window just looks out into a shaft. It's like other windows from other apartments. So in this really enclosed space, I spent a lot of time just listening to music and think about things in my head. And I remember that all I wanted to do is like fly away and to be free in the world instead of being behind these walls. I feel that teenage was a very difficult time for me at that time. It's really crazy to think that we also didn't have smartphone back then. So the isolation and the loneliness was sort of real, and I sort of present that mindset in this song.
Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.